This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting from Washington. A final farewell on Thursday for former President George H.W. Bush. At the Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, where the Bush family worshiped for nearly 50 years, the former president's grandson, George P. Bush, said that his grandfather was the most gracious, most decent, and most humble man he has ever known.
Today, after 94 years, the heavy hand of time has claimed the life of my Gramps. But in death as in life, my grandfather has won, for he has exchanged his earthly burdens for a heavenly home and is at peace.
Bush's friend and former Secretary of State James Baker became emotional as he paid tribute to his former boss and his longtime friend.
We rejoice, Mr. President, that you are safely tucked in now and through the ages with God's loving arms around you, because our glory, George, was to have had you as our president and as such a friend.
Bush's body was then taken by a specially painted train to Texas A&M University, the location of his presidential library. There, the former president was laid to rest in a private ceremony next to his wife of 73 years, Barbara Bush, and their daughter, Robin. The U.S. military said Thursday that one Marine was killed and five others were missing after two Marine Corps aircraft collided in midair off the coast of Japan. The deceased was one of two crew members from an F-A-18 fighter jet that was training with a KC-130 refueling plane. The Marine Corps says the other recovered crew member is in fair condition. Rescue operations continue for the five crewmen of the tanker. This is VOA News.